welcome to the pre-show here, the world famous Phil Hendry show. I was just watching TV. They were heckling that guy that killed the cop, and I figure, you know, taking a shot at a guy from a field where the guy can't see you, where he is caught unawares, where he is 1 minute he's alive, the next minute he's dead. Just taking a shot and dropping him that way. I figure you can endure some people calling you an asshole, you know, if that is the world you live in. Anyway, this guy was arrested. This guy Freen apparently was caught unawares, and he was taken into custody. Now, I was going to tell you guys a very interesting morning I had yesterday, and I want to again thank all of you for your indulgence, and thank also all of you guys that came out to the Ontario Improv to see the show. We had a great time, and I just had a great time, and the show continues to sort of gain this, you know, sharpening momentum. I mean, it changes, and it becomes something other than what it is. And I, you know, the only thing I can hope for is that my instinct to experiment and do different things will eventually, you know, will not turn people off, because I like to try new things. I just don't like to stay the same if I can possibly help it. Not that I want to blow off audience or anything, but, you know, you pretty much know when you have to sort of try something different. And so anyway, it was a lot of fun. We saw a lot of good friends and people that we know from other shows. Alan Grooms and his wife Laura came out to the show all the way from Phoenix. I mean, these guys are flying in for shows left and right. And lots of other folks. So yesterday, after the show, I get to our table read for our animated show that you know I'm involved in, and we do the table read, and I had one of those moments, you know, where you have a super embarrassing moment in front of what you think is the world, but I don't know, and on my thumb is evidence of what happened to me. I was walking out of the building, and there was a locked door here, and there was a locked door there. So I only had one way out, and that was through a glass door onto Santa Monica Boulevard, where there was traffic, and there was, you know, a marvelous array of people and places and things. And I saw a guy walking down the street. I come out onto Santa Monica Boulevard. There's a step down that's much greater than you might imagine. I mean, it was about like that. If you're coming out of a door, it's kind of unusual to have here's the door and then the step right down onto the sidewalk. But anyway, long story short, I just came tumbling down onto the street. My glasses flying out of my pocket. You know, this whole awkward just flop on the sidewalk. I hit my finger. And all kinds of marvelous things happen, and there I am, forgotten man, Santa Monica Boulevard, high noon, fucking crowded with cars. I looked down the street. The only saving moment was when I looked down the street at the guy that I saw walking on the street, and he had his back to me. He was walking the other way. So that was, you know, a break. I thought this guy was coming toward me, you know, and not that what are you going to do? You know, it's either way. It's you look like a jackball. When you fall down, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you look like a clumsy ass, you know. And I've fallen in my life in public, you know, at the odd times, no matter what my age. I remember once coming out of a liquor store on my way to a date, you know, and I was in my 30s at the time, and I thought I was looking really good, and I was buying a bottle of wine, and I was going to go meet this chick, and it was just going to be fantastic, and it had been raining, and I hit the sidewalk. The rain slicked bricks on the sidewalk. My feet went out from underneath me, up in the air, right down on my fucking ass, right in front of everybody, you know, in the liquor store and beyond. And of course, coming out of a liquor store and falling down, well, friend, you can't, you know, it just doesn't get much better than that. So last night I'm, you know, hitting the sack, and this shoulder is killing me, and I don't know why the fuck is this shoulder hurting me. I don't understand why was my shoulder hurt. Well, I think I understand now. I think I re-injured it from that fall, although I had a hard time sleeping on it the night after the show. So And the night after the show, what did we do? Oh, we went out. We had a bite to eat and talked to some friends of ours. Thomas Mignone, some of you guys may know the name. He's a heavy metal video director and is working on a biopic about Vanessa Del Rio. And so we were talking about, you know, my involvement in this, it's still on. This movie is on, and this was like almost 2 years ago that we started talking about it. So I think they had to get their bread together for this, to be honest with you, to you know, find producers to get this thing going. But it's still on. So I'll be interested to see what is in store on that one. All right, let's take a look here at news this morning. As we see, there is that scumbag Eric Fuckface. He is nailed, a subdued Eric Frein. Boom, 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 boom. Who's Tim Cook? What do I want from him? Apple's chief, Tim Cook. This will resonate. What the fuck does that mean? Trevor Burge, OWD Gate Chief of C1 Financial Florida and one of the first publicly gay chief executives of a public company, said Tim Cook used the metaphor of laying a brick on the path toward justice. But this is more. What? So Tim Cook is gay. Okay. Is this news anymore? I'm very proud anytime anybody does this. I think it is important. It is news. It encourages other people who may be in the closet to come out. And it's important because it encourages other people. And once you have a lot of gay people that are out, you suddenly realize that there's a hell of a lot of gay people out there, and they're in jobs, and they're in professions, and they're doing shit that, you know, that are vital jobs, and, you know, they're indispensable like any other working person, anybody else contributing to the economy. So that's Tim Cook. Now we have LeBron James. What's his fucking problem? Homecoming bigger than basketball. Being the savior of an entire region, the area where you grew up, no less, well, that's a burden that would buckle the knees of pretty much any athlete. Armor. Not that much of a basketball fan this time of year. Just don't give a shit, man. I'm totally into football this time of year. International Space Station. How would the International Space Station differ for being designed now? Well, resupplying the space station. Yeah, because of that exploding rocket the other day. Rand Paul, the Republican Party brand sucks. You got that right, Rand. One of the reasons why it sucks is because of you, motherfucker. Do you understand that? One of the reasons why the Republican Party brand sucks is because of guys like you, Rand, unless you're changing your tune or somehow modifying or mitigating, or you're becoming a little bit more educated when it comes to, for instance, international affairs. RNC pushes back on Rand Paul. If you're saying the Republican Party brand sucks because it ain't a Tea Party brand, you're really fucked up in the head, man. You don't get it at all. You don't get it at all. This fucking country is not heading toward the Tea Party. It's heading away from the Tea Party. Tea Party is the extreme right wing of the Republican Party that is being discredited all the time. Fuck it. If anybody understands, man. By the way, you know, I look at Twitter. It's really interesting when I watch Twitter and people that follow me on Twitter. I like that people like my comedy, but just about everybody politically that follows me on Twitter is some far-right fucking weird ass. I'm sorry. Really, and what I say when I say that, I mean it isn't that your politics are right wing. It's the animosity and the irrational and unintelligent animosity toward like anything Democrat. Everybody's a libtard if they say one good thing about Obama. Just like when I was supporting President Bush, which fuck it, you know, it's that was completely fucking misunderstood by everybody. That made me a conservative, just in case you didn't know that. I'm going to tell you something, man. It's going to be really interesting because here's the thing. If the Republicans do take over the Congress in this election, it's not going to be a right-wing Republican Party that does it, I don't think. I think it's going to be a Republican Party that's a lot more moderate than the really stupid people in the Republican Party read as Tea Party people understand it. Fuck that. That's all the information I need on that shit. What the fuck? The mayor who led Boston's Renaissance dies at 71. Longest serving mayor. All right. That's all the damage I'm going to do there. There's other stuff to take a look at here.
And how is your voice? How is my voice? How is my voice? Oh, God, there's a fight. Look at the fight on the field.
Finnegan. Oh, they were just showing a massive fucking fist fight between Finnegan and some other guy with the, I don't know who it was, a Chicago Bear or Houston Texan. Now he takes his helmet off. This guy Finnegan likes to take his helmet off. He likes taking his helmet off and he likes to start fights. Jesus Christ. Not Finnegan, this other guy, Amendola, is that his name? And now they're talking to Mean Joe Green. Mean Joe Green, J.J. Watt. God damn. Oh, Romanowski, Bill Romanowski. Romanowski was an animal, 49er, or a Bronco. And he was I think Romanowski might have been a Bronco and a 49er. I think they're showing some of the most badass motherfuckers. Here's a guy with a San Antonio Spur hat on. This guy's a Raven. Who is in the Ravens? Who is this? What a stick. These are all Washington Redskins back when they had the old R on the helmet. Who is this guy, man? Youngblood? Ed Reed? Nah, they're showing Ed Reed. He's wearing... Oh, God, Ed Reed was a... That was a sticking fool there, Ed Reed. Romanowski was an animal. Oh, shit. Ed Reed, Romanowski. They're showing some of the hardest hitting, defensive backs and linebackers in the last couple of years, I guess. And they were showing some major fucking sticks. They're also going back to the 70s. They got Mean Joe Green putting it on some people. Mean Joe Green, defensive end with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or defensive tackle. I think it was the left end. Okay, so there you go. CNN hero fights culture of violence. Only weapon we have is love. Is this a kid who's doing teaching kids how to do breakdancing? All right, so that's that. Is that all the news we have?
Well, what are you going to... Are you going to talk about the show on Wednesday night?
Yeah, we'll talk about the show on Wednesday night. We'll talk about the show on Wednesday night. Get some... Where are we at here, man? Oh, boy. I was supposed to go to Vegas this weekend for the Old Boot Tournament. It is the Old Boot. You guys that have been with me for many years, you know the Old Boot. The Old Boot is a golf tournament that is, it's been on since 1983. The Old Boot is in its 32nd tournament. 32 fucking years of the Old Boot. And it was started by a handful of us. Back in the early 80s as just a way of getting together and getting hammered and, you know, playing golf and shit. And it was inspired by the football game between, I think it was the Old Oaken Bucket between Minnesota and Iowa. I think they play for something called the Old Oaken Bucket. And so we thought that was a pretty cool name. And so we found a shoe in the back of a guy's car. It was a boot, a Jodhpur boot. And it was Ray Bell's car, in fact, and a Jodhpur is a boot you wear where you're riding horses. And we spray-painted this thing gold and laminated it and put it on a fucking plaque. And that goddamn boot is still on that plaque, and it's the Old Boot. And it was first, that trophy was first put together by a company called Western Trophy on Foothill in Pasadena. I remember this guy. He was a really interesting guy. He had all kinds of shit that he made trophies out of. He had old Buddhist temple pieces of an old Buddhist temple from Cambodia. This is the guy that I was talking about, I think, once when I was talking about these antiquities, bits and pieces of antiquities floating all over the world. So we've had this tournament, and I played in it up until the late 90s when I wrenched my fucking back. And I also got really super busy and just couldn't take the time off like I used to come out to the boot. This year it's in Vegas again. We've had it in Vegas at least two other times. This is probably the third time. They've had the Old Boot in Ireland. They've had the Old Boot in Hawaii. They've had the Old Boot in Vegas. They've had the Old Boot in Alabama, one year in Montgomery. They've had the Old Boot in, I think, South Carolina, you know, maybe at Hilton Head. They had it in Whistler one year, or Banff, wherever the fucking golf courses are. So they've had the Old Boot all over the place. San Diego, you know, all around L.A. I don't know if they've gone up north, but maybe. And this year it's going to be back in Vegas. It's actually going to be north of Vegas in Mesquite, or maybe that's the name of the course. I don't know. So usually I if I don't play, I try to make it. I've been to the odd boot. In the last 10 years, I went to the boot at, they had it at La Costa. They had it at the Ojai Valley Inn and Country Club 1 year, which is just actually north of where we do our show right now, the world-famous Phil Hendry show here on the El Pacifico. The Ojai Valley Country Inn is a little bit north of us, and they've had senior tournaments at the Ojai Valley, and they might have, I think they've had a PGA event or two. It's a pretty nice place, and although it's not the longest course in the world. So they're going to be at Mesquite, so that ought to be kind of an interesting thing. These dudes are all, you know, none of us are spring chickens anymore. And these cats, I remember, we had it 1 year at the Old Dunes Hotel in Vegas. And if you remember the Dunes, you got to be an old-timer to remember the Dunes. The Dunes Hotel was at the Four Corners there, and they demolished it in the spring of 93. And so we were there and played golf at the Dunes in the final months of its existence. It was fun. We had a blast. We just, you know, we partied. I mean, these dudes were fucking, these guys were insane. Some of these guys were insane. They were, what were they doing? They were, you know, playing, they were rolling dice for till 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and then suddenly, you know, they're going to sleep, and then you got to go and kick them out of their beds because there was a tee off at 8 o'clock. And you know the thing that does not scare me at all, by the way, they're doing a thing on TV right now, are creepy clowns. I could give a fuck. You know the clown from It? It's not scary. Clowns with fangs are not scary. They just aren't. Now, the Joker, some people think that the Joker is a clown. No, the Joker's not a clown. The Joker is just a crazy man in makeup. He may affect sort of clown-like makeup, but the Joker is not a clown. And let's see who, John Wayne Gacy was scary, not in his clown makeup, although in a way he was, but if you notice, John Wayne Gacy didn't have fangs. He had normal clown makeup. It was what you knew about John Wayne Gacy that made the guy scary and made the clown scary.
All right, this is something that you should talk about.
Okay, thanks. French police arrest clowns assaulting people. You gotta be kidding me. That's, if you can't just be a fucking, you know, regular clown. I mean, if you want to be a scary clown, be a scary clown. But if you're not scary enough and you got to go out and assault people, you're no good, man. You're just like anybody else that's assaulting people, only you're in makeup. Okay. Let's see. Show on Wednesday night, falling down in front of the building. There we go. Got a minute to go here before we kick things off. 1 minute, stand by. 1 minute. What is this, man? Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You know, I think we got to update some of the virus protection on these computers. If I see this guy tripping and falling, the ice skating national anthem singer from Canada, one more fucking time. Yeah, we saw it. The worst of the worst. Please. Justin McElroy. Okay. All right, sports fans. Time now to get going here, so we will. Hello, everybody. It's Phil Henry here, and welcome to our show here on this Friday. Just getting our asses in gear, just getting our thing together, just trying to figure out what we're doing here and why we're doing it. Where is fucking... That's interesting, man. What happened to... All right, so anyway, welcome to our little effort here, the Phil Henry Show. And it is time to get this thing going, just as soon as we get our music together.
Why is the music not together?
The music's not together because we were updating some shit. So just give me a break. Cut me some slack. Let's listen now, shall we, to the music of Volbeat. This is called Doc Holliday. Wait a minute, man. I am really, it's updating this thing. Doc Holliday, Volbeat.